The mama of Dada passed away earlier this month. Essayist Lester Sloan was one of the last people to have an audience with Miss Beatrice Wood.
What do you do with a grandmother who talks naughty? Who, when asked what she plans for her 105th birthday, says she wants to be sandwiched between you and her business manager? Beatrice Wood enjoyed shocking people, and by her own admission, I Shock Myself, the title of her 1985 autobiography. In the fading light of an afternoon, she adorns the corner of a couch in an alcove of her Ojai, California home and studio. Dressed in a colorful sari and bedecked in silver and beaded jewelry that emits a cascade of sounds whenever she shifts her weight, she gleams as brightly as one of her luminous pots from a kiln whose fires are now cooled. Surrounded by her sculpture, books, and pottery, Beatrice Wood was performance art even when sitting still.
What is art?
Now, for instance, to be personal, I did that drawing the other day and they put it up there. I like it. I think it's a good drawing. It interests me. He doesn't like it. I'm not sure that you do. Well, what is art? Who's right? Who's wrong?
This was the second time I had an audience with the world-famous ceramicist, known as the Mama of Dada, because she had both witnessed the birth of the movement and been the lover of Marcel Duchamp, who sparked it. We had last talked when she was 100 years old, at a time when she was more active, working 6 to 8 hours a day, and usually left alone for interviews. On this day, she is flanked by concerned aides. Nearby sits an oxygen tank to support her lungs grown weak from a bronchial infection. In a little more than 4 months, the fires will be cold, and the sounds of her jewelry and laughter will be no more. Her legacy is much richer than her passion for men and chocolate that she so shamelessly loved. She leaves behind works displayed in the permanent collection of 12 U.S. museums from New York to La Jolla, California. She was born in San Francisco, March 2, 1893, and raised in the affluence of New York's elite. When she was 18, she went to Italy and France to study drama. Later, she took an apartment in Paris where she tried her hand at painting. The First World War and a domineering mother put an end to her stay in Europe. Back in the States, she was part of the salon that gathered in the home of Walter and Louise Ehrenberg, American collectors of modern art. In this milieu, she met and had an affair with author Henri-Pierre Rocher and later Marcel Duchamp, the father of the Dada movement. She followed the Ehrenbergs to Los Angeles, where the odyssey began that would see her become one of this country's most celebrated artists. Perhaps her greatest legacy is her example.
I'm not conscious of deliberately influencing them. The only thing that I may preach, if I preach, is the value of honesty. Now, that doesn't mean I'm necessarily a good little girl, but I try to be very honest. I think honesty is important.
Beatrice Wood was a rebel who lived beyond the criticisms of her day. Her life is a reminder of why we embrace Madonna, Ali, and maybe even Dennis Rodman. It takes courage to be different, selecting the road less traveled. And for those of us who can't, we complain first and then sit on the sidelines and applaud. Like her pots, in her presence, she added luster to our lives.
Essayist Lester Sloan lives in Los Angeles.